This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're devoting this archive edition of our show to Doc Watson. Vanguard Records has just released a 4-CD retrospective of his work. Earlier, we heard a 1988 interview with Doc Watson. Now we're going to feature a concert he recorded in our studio in 1989. Doc Watson is considered the finest flat picker in the country. He was one of the performers who inspired the folk revival of the 60s. Our concert featured a series of duets between Doc Watson and his longtime accompanist, guitarist Jack Lawrence. I want to welcome both of you to Fresh Air. And Doc Watson, can I ask you to introduce the first song?
Thank you, Terry. I think we'll do one that Merle and I, my son Merle and I, learned from John Hurt. A good old tune called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. Pallet on your floor, make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low, and then maybe my good gal, she won't know. I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow, going up the country through that sleet and snow. Yes, I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Ain't no telling just how far I'll go. Getting my breakfast here and my dinner in Tennessee. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Gonna get my breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Told you I was coming, so you better look for me. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. Then maybe my good gal, she won't know. What do you think about it, Jack? Yeah, I like that notion right there. Well, you know that I can't lay down on your bed. Now, honey, I can't lay down on your bed. No, baby, can't lay down across that pretty bed. Cause my good woman, she might kill me dead. And don't you let my good gal catch you here. Hey, don't you let my good gal catch you here. If you do, she may shoot you. She might cut and stab you too. Ain't no telling what that gal might do. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down? Make it soft and low. Then maybe my good gal, she won't know. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Yeah, the way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. I think I'll turn and try sleeping on my side. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. Let's play some country counterpoint, son. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, make it over. Close behind that door. Make it where your good man will never go.
All right.
Guitar straps will squeak, Jack. That's the way it works. I'd like to do a little tune here that I used to hear Brownie and Sonny do. Excuse me. It's a blues that everybody's had at one time or another. It's called Stranger Blues. 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Well, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Can't find a place to stay, I just go from door to door. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just float in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Get them blues, Ma. To send up my railroad fare. Yeah, I'll ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. And boys, if he can't send it, well, I don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Well, now I'm going back home, have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. Well, yes, now I am. I'm going back home, have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. And when I get back down to Dixie, I won't have the stranger blues. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Listen to us walking now. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round.
When the late Jimmie Rodgers did his last sessions in the early 30s, he did some music that sat right in the edge of the big band music of that day. Well, here's a pretty little tune old Jim recorded called Blue Eyed Jane. The sweetest girl in the world lives in my hometown. We fell in love like turtle doves while the moon was shining down. I asked her then, I asked her when the wedding bells would ring. And she said, oh dear, it seems so strange for this to happen here. She is my sugar pal.
Oh, to me she is the sweetest gal. I love her so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, she meets me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. Pretty Jack. Listen here, Janie dear, I've come to say farewell. Sweetheart, you know I love you so, much more than there's words to tell. But I must go away today, honey, won't you come with me? 'Cause I'm gonna be blue, missing you, longing every day for you, my blue-eyed Jane. Hold to me, you are the sweetest thing. I love you so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, please meet me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, then I'll come home to you, my blue-eyed Jane.
Now, how did you both get together, Jack? How did you start playing with Doc Watson?
Well, I was hired in the fall of 83 by a fellow named Merle Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Doc's son, of course. He hired me on because he getting a little tired of the road life, and so in the fall of 83 they called me, and they haven't been able to get rid of me since.
Had you listened to all of Doc Watson's records before you started playing together?
Well, most of them. I started playing in 63 or so, and along with Doc, people like Glenn Campbell Glenn was an influence, and several others.
Do you work out the songs before you play them? How do you go about figuring
sometimes
what an arrangement will be?
Occasionally we'll work them out. Mostly it's arrangements while you wait.
Doc, I should mention that the last time you were on our show last spring, you said that you were thinking of retiring at the end of the year. What's the story with that?
Well, evidently, I decided not to retire at the end of last March. I will retire in the near future, but I'll not expound any farther on the matter.
Are you enjoying being on the road? Or?
I enjoy the music, and I like working with old brother Jack here. He's a pretty good feller, you know, but the road, that's for the birds or something or other.
Would music be a lot better if the audiences all came to you instead of you having to travel around the country?
I don't know about that. If I could travel out to a local good big spot where that'd work fine. That'd be just fine.
We're featuring a 1989 concert with Doc Watson and his longtime accompanist, Jack Lawrence. By the way, Doc Watson has not retired yet. We'll hear more of that concert after a break. This is Fresh Air. Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence joining us for a live concert today, and why don't we get started with another song?
Here's a little tune about an old boy that, excuse me, that decided he's going to leave home and learn to travel. And he found a pretty little girl and got married and got two for the price of one. And I'll let the song tell you the rest of the tale. It's called Give Me Back My 15 Cents.
I left my home in Tennessee and I thought I'd learn to travel. But then I met with a pretty little gal and soon we played the devil. I loved that gal and she loved me and I thought we'd live together. But then we tied that fatal knot and now I'm gone forever. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Manny. Yeah, let me hear your opinion. Twas 15 cents to the preacher man and a dollar for the paper. Then dear old mother-in-law moved in and lordy, what a caper. I fiddled a tune for her one day and she called me a joker. Then that old sow got mad at me and hit me with the poker. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Town and I worked on the farm, but there was no way to suit them. They're both so dad burned mean to me, somebody ought to shoot them. I'm tired of looking at my mother-in-law. I'd like to see my granny. Gonna leave the state of Arkansas and go back home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Yeah. Jack, I think a good old train song might be in order right here. Son, I remember that song over there that Brother Jimmy Jett wrote. And I'm going to plug an album right here. I ain't supposed to do this, but it's on an album I did for Sugar Hill called Riding the Midnight Train, a bluegrass album, my first endeavor on pure bluegrass. Greenville Trussle is a song for the train buffs that love the good old steam engine sounds and all that good. I remember when I went to school at Raleigh, there was a train went by every 20 minutes on an average. And this song makes me think of those days. Remember as a boy, how in wonderment and joy I'd watch the trains as they go by. And the whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as they rolled across that Greenville Trussle High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville Trussle now don't seem so high. Thank you, son. On the riverbank I'd stand with my cane pole in my hand and watch the freight trains up against the sky. That black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville Trussle High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville Trussle now don't seem so high. and the lonesome whistles whined, I'd get rambling on my mind. Lord, I wish they still sounded that way. As I turned to head for home, Lord, she'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high.
Duck Watson and Jack Lawrence recorded in the Fresh Air Studio in 1989. Vanguard Records has just released a 4-CD box set called Duck Watson, The Vanguard Years. In the next couple of months, Duck Watson will perform in Pasadena, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, and New York. This is Fresh Air.